So please welcome Andy Greensfelder.
This is the 50th anniversary of Lou Brock being picked off of first base, leading to the Tigers winning the World Series, but I'm not going to talk about that. So 61 years ago today, I was a freshman in college. I was at Brown University, and in the fall, my parents came to visit. And it came to the weekend, and so I got three tickets to the football game, and the three of us went to the football game. They had this huge, they didn't have a full bowl, but they had a huge wall of seats, I think 90 rows or something like that high. Anyway, we were about halfway up in these seats with some friends. I was a freshman and already had a few friends anyway. Then we see walking up the stairs, as just about everyone was seated, we see a guy coming up the stairs, and he also is a friend, Edward Barton Scott Vasquez. He was from Guatemala, and he was dressed in a three-piece suit, and he's carrying a briefcase. And as he gets a little closer, my father goes like that, and he says, "Maybe you could be more like he is." So, unbeknownst to my father, Ed comes up and he sits down right in front of us because we had all gotten tickets together. And I introduced him to my father, and he was a very sociably accomplished person and met them. At which point, he might have even had a little discussion with my father commenting about how good he looked. At which point, Ed puts his briefcase on his lap, opens it up. It's a portable bar, and he turns around. He says, "Mr. Greensfelder, can I pour you a scotch?" So I had the opportunity to go like that. So that's about half of the story. The other half is this was kind of a raucous school in those days. I don't know about now, but sometime during the game, I said to my mother, "Why'd you do that?" She said, "What? You hit me on the head." And she took a look, and I was bleeding. And someone up there at the top of the stands must have thrown this glass mug down that hit me to the top of the head. And I had more hair than I had now, or I would have been in the concussion protocol. But I went down the stairs to the bench, and the team had a doctor. He had me lay down, and he put a couple stitches in, and that was taken care of. So that's pretty much my story, except for the anniversary. Got to be true to that. And as I mentioned, this was 61 years ago. So this is the 61st season since then of Brown football. And very surprisingly, they opened their season here in San Luis Obispo against Cal Poly. This team is coming all the way from Providence, Rhode Island. So we'll look forward to that anniversary. Thank you.